Hey everybody, Subby with Waxus Labs. Hopefully everybody is having a fantastic hump day. Clay is on the sidelines today. It's been a huge news day around the community on the radio, so he is taking care of business, but we want to make sure we keep you guys up to date. What's going on here in the shop as well as the hobby, especially since we had some late breaking news that came out this afternoon that could impact you and us as collectors as we go forward. We're also going to be taking a look at the Who's Hot, Who's Not list, as well as several new products open up today out on the shelves. So we want to make sure you guys keep up to date on that as well. And then we'll talk a little bit about the shop, some of our new products we have coming in, some that we have in stock. So let's just jump right into it. So here about an hour and a half ago, the news report came out that the trading card manufacturer Topps is expected to introduce Dutch auctions for select product releases starting next month. Now, Panini has been doing Dutch auctions, especially for their most popular releases and their first off the line boxes. Now, there are pros and cons on this, and I think Topps is going to address some of the cons with a couple other things that they have in store later on down the road. But I've seen a couple of content creators, one RGL, Run Good Life. Now, he is a breaker and he's a content creator. And one thing that he has noticed is the content creators are, they don't care how much something costs. They want to be the first one out there with the first off the line boxes. So during the Dutch auctions, they start off actually begins at the ceiling price and lower in small increments until the inventory is finally sold out. So these content creators are spending ungodly amount of money on the first off the line boxes, but they're going to make that up with all their viewership on YouTube and social media. But what Panini has been doing is using that Dutch auction pricing as how much that the hobby box is going to be to the public and to the hobby shops when it finally gets released after first off the line boxes are sold. So kind of what RGL was talking about, the content creators drive up the price on the product, and then the breakers and the shops, they kind of pay the price for it, because that's where we're seeing absolute 2025 hobby boxes $700. I mean, I don't know who in their right mind has $700 to spend on a hobby box. That's the reason why breakers are doing so well, is because nobody can afford a hobby box, but they can't afford maybe $100 to buy a team to get into a break. So Topps is announcing this, and of course Topps is going to be taking over most of the licensing of Panini. They've already taken over NBA. They're going to be taking over NFL and other sports as well here in the upcoming months. So they're going to kind of tie in on some of the things that Panini is doing. Is it a way for them to make more money? Maybe. Maybe that's why they're doing. But again, in addition to the traditional purchasing formats, Topps is also partnering with a third company platform, EQL, for popular new releases. So unlike the first come, first serve formats, in which something goes on sale, everybody gets on there at the same time, and they're sold out in like 45 seconds, EQL requires customers to register prior to the drawing of the winners, which is meant to limit the use of bots or individuals acquiring large quantities of the limited product. So the practice also allows the market to set the price for the product rather than the company assigning one, which is okay. But as long as they're paying attention to these content creators who have 1.5 million subscribers, and if they get so many viewers in their YouTube channel watching this first off the line box get ripped for the very first time, they're going to be making thousands in revenue off of that stream. So the playing field, I'm not gonna say that 6-7. Okay, don't think I'm not gonna say that, but is it a level playing field? And that's what I hope TOPS will address as we go into 2026 and the new releases. In which, speaking of new releases, let's just take a look at what's coming out today on the 12th of November. We have 2025 Panini Phoenix. We have 2025 Donruss Football Complete Factory Sets. We have 2025 TOPS Update Baseball releases today. We also have 2025 TOPS Pro Debut Baseball. All hitting the shelves and your LCS today. So anyway, a big day in the hobby. Just a big day. And, you know, kind of going back to TOPS doing Dutch auctions, I'm not against it, but I have to kind of side with RGL a little bit on this. He does have a couple of videos up on YouTube. Very entertaining to watch. And again, he does content creation and he does breaking as well. But, you know, he definitely against this Dutch auction for content creators because it drives up the hobby boxes beyond the normal economic capabilities of you and I. So, you know, that's one thing that we are doing down here at Wax the Slabs is we're making sure that the latest, greatest products are available for you. But we also want to make it economical for you to continue to collect. We don't do breaking, at least not yet. but we're not doing breaking yet. But we want to make sure that it's affordable for everybody to be able to come down, buy a couple packs, in which just kind of give you guys an example. You guys can come down and get 2025 Score football packs. Individual packs now for $4.50. You can come down and go downtown hunting by getting 2024 optic packs for $8. And you can also come down and get 2024 Absolute and go kaboom hunting for $6. So we are kind of getting into making sure that the hobby is affordable. Now, we do have a few upper-end products. We have had them in the store. We have sold them, such as Tier 1 Tops. You know, that was sitting at $375 a box. Tops Chrome 2024, that was sitting at $275. That's a little bit more in the ballpark of where a hobby box is these days, right around the $225, $250, $275 mark. But some of the new releases, they're going up $700, $800, $900. They're anticipating 2025 Prism at $1,250 for a hobby box. I mean, come on. I mean, that's ridiculous. So I hope Fanatics going into 2026, they're going to kind of dwell on this problem, make things more economical, have a chance for somebody like you and I to be able to buy a hobby box at a respectable price. One more example that just came to me was TOPS announced when they were coming out with their first NBA license set in several years. Came out here a few weeks ago. They had it on their website. They wanted to bring something economical to the hobby. They offered it at $109 a box. They set a time. You come onto the TOPS website and you can purchase a box for $109. And they sold out in 2 minutes. Now, you know who bought all those boxes are going to be the resellers, the guys who have eBay stores, some of the hobby stores as well, LCSs. So right now on the secondary market, they're $225, $250. So it was a good idea for TOPS to bring out an economical product, but if they don't give a chance for you and I to be able to purchase one, then what good is it? So anyway, they're gonna have a tough hill to climb, and hopefully they can put their heads together and come up with something good on that. So let's take a look at who's hot, who's not this week. We've had a even since Who's Hot, Who's Not in the market there through Beckett, since that come out, there are a couple of new awards that was issued. So I'm gonna call them the honorable mentions for this week. And of course, that's gonna be Drake Baldwin for National League Rookie of the Year for the Atlanta Braves, and also to Nick Kurtz from the Athletics. He won the American League Rookie of the Year. So congratulations to those two ball players. They are definitely on the hot list right now. You can come down. Matter of fact, in our Studs of the Week right behind me up on the wall, we have several of Nick Kurtz rookie cards as well as his autos. So you can come down and invest for 2026 with the Rookie of the Year rookie card of Nick Kurtz. So now going into our hot list for this week. Now, of course, this guy, he'd been on fire all season. We're talking about football right now. We're talking about Jonathan Taylor. So for the fourth time so far this season, Taylor's rushed for 3 touchdowns in a game. So I'm telling you, man, the guy is unstoppable. And he's doing it very quietly. Yeah, we see some highlights on SportsCenter or on the NFL Network, but you know, you're not hearing much about him on the card market. He is on the hot list, and we have several Jonathan Taylor rookie cards, I think, in our library of cards at incredible prices, $5, $3. So make sure you keep that in mind and utilize our library of cards and get yourself a good deal. Shea Alexander, and of course, he was the playoff MVP last year at NBA playoffs, and in the first 11 games of the season, he has not scored fewer than 30 points, so he's already in the MVP talks for this year. So he is definitely on the hot list. We do have several of him in our library of cards as well. And then the next guy, no introductions needed, Drake May. If you guys have watched any of the New England Patriots games this year, this guy is looking like a 10-year vet out there taking the snaps. So Drake May is into a sophomore campaign right now. And he's got so much poise out there. I mean, he's sitting back there in a pocket. He's waiting for his receivers to get open, and he's shooting a 45, 50-yard bomb down to him. Absolutely perfect pass. I mean, this kid is throwing the rock. So he's improved to 8-2 on the season, and looked like they're set for their first playoff appearance since 2021. So he is also in line for MVP contender. He's completed 71.1% of his passes for 2,555 yards and 19 touchdowns. So that figures that surpassed the season-long totals of his rookie season that had 13 games. So he's doing some amazing things out there on the gridiron. So Drake May, we got tons of them. We got we actually have tons of short prints. We have color variations. So definitely keep Drake May up there on the top of your list. And then we have a guy, we're going back to baseball. And during the World Series, the guy was on fire. He started the World Series, and he ended the World Series. And we're talking about Yamamoto for the LA Dodgers. So he secured 3 victories from the mound during LA's World Series victory over the Blue Jays. So he threw the first complete World Series game since 2001 in Game 2. He won his start in Game 6, and he earned a victory in relief. in Game 7 to claim the World Series MVP honors. So his rookie cards, they have been very fast sellers on the secondary market through eBay and some Facebook groups. So even since the postseason has ended for Major League Baseball. So definitely encourage you guys to come down. I actually dug out several Yamamoto's rookie cards that we had down here in our library of cards and stuck them up in front of the baseball box so you can come in, have easy access to his rookie cards. So on the code list this week, besides Clay Radford, who's not down here to defend himself. on the code list this week, we have three guys that are topping that list, and Adley Rutschman and for the Baltimore Orioles. And it's tough to be on Baltimore Orioles. And it seemed like both Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman, both of them top prospects, they had good seasons. But they're just not much draw to their cards right now. So they need a huge breakout season in 2026. Zion Williamson. So this guy, he's been up and down and up and down. Of course, highly touted here. Would have been about 4 years ago now as the upcoming star. Big dude. I mean, he's just a massive human. He dropped some weight this year, but he just not performing to expectations. He hits our cold list this week, and CJ Stroud. So CJ Stroud, almost kind of the same story. Started off very strong in the hobby. He kind of teetered up and down for the first two seasons, and this year just really struggling, and we really see the demand for CJ Stroud way below what expectations of him here 3 years ago. So that's who's hot, who's not this week, guys. Down here at the shop, wow, amazing week we had last week. We had lots of new products. We had Mary Main Street last Saturday. We enjoyed meeting many of you that come into the shop for the very first time. So we had just a great week, and we sold out of nearly all of our new products. We have a huge shipment coming in on Friday this week. We're going to have a bunch more Mosaic hobby blasters, and hopefully you guys were able to watch a couple of our segments on Facebook and Instagram, in which we did some live opening with some customers of the 2025 Mosaic Hobby Blaster boxes, and pulling game used, pulling honeycombs out of the packs. I mean, these boxes were loaded, and we've got a whole bunch more coming in on Friday. We also have more Absolute coming in. We do still have the gray Mosaic 2025 football blasters. We still have those in stock. And of course, we have Score Hobby Edition blaster boxes, pulling some good heat out of the 2025 rookies, such as Drake May, Ashton Gentry. Their cards are skyrocketing in prices right now. So we got a lot of product down here. And remember what we were talking about, the individual packs. You come down here very economically and be able to go for, your favorite player in football right now. If you're a Pokemon collector, we still have tons of Mega Evolution. We still have some newer product on order. We're kind of having a hard time. They have been allocated, but we're slowly getting in some of the new Pokemon. We do still have, of course, Mega Evolution. We have Destined Rival boosters. We also have Prismatic Evolution. We have the poster collection set for $29.99. So we still have a lot of Pokemon. You guys can come down. We open, of course, I'll be down here on Thursday. We open at 3 o'clock. That's tomorrow afternoon. And you guys can come down and load up on some of these products. We do have several more singles up on our walls right now. Some of them you have not seen before. We have several new Patrick Mahomes rookies. We also have some custom graded, encapsulated Mahomes kabooms. So these things are awesome looking, very economical. I know Clay, he actually has tons of new Lamar Jacksons. We got the micro Lamar Jackson case hit that is in our that's in our cases right now. We did just open our online store on our website. So if you go to wax2slabs.net and you can see all of our podcasts and our videos that we have posted, as well as online store. You click on the online store, we have several of our singles that we have up there right now. You can purchase them right there on the website and come into the store and pick them up. Secure what's yours. If it takes you 2 or 3 days or maybe next week to pick up the card, that's fine. You pay for it online, you can pick it up at your own convenience. So we're constantly adding new product, new cards on there every day. So make sure you guys check that out. So that's really all I've got for today, guys. And again, we appreciate all the support that you guys have given us as we go finish up our 7th week, going into our 8th week of being open here at 105 East Franklin Street, just off the square here in downtown Clinton. So everybody, I hope to see you this weekend. And again, come Friday, tons of new product. Come see us this weekend and get some of your favorite packs and some of your favorite players. So for Wax the Slabs, I'm Subby. Clay, I'm sure, will be back next week. You guys have a fantastic weekend. We'll be talking to you soon.